Tonight on the Delta Pest Football Report, we've reached the time of year when 2 months' worth of collisions on the field are starting to take a toll in bruises and strains, including a few difference makers. Other teams are getting key players back after early season injuries. I'm David Wallace. It's all part of the game. And so, it's all part of our analysis over the next half hour. Keep it here. The Delta Pest Football Report starts now. Wow, what a slate of games we have to talk about this week. Week 7 of the high school season. For instance, AA features a number 1 versus number 2 matchup. Foreman against Mount Ida. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Well, by week 7, I'm guessing you know the stars of the show. Well, actually, that would be me. I mean the other guys. There's Chris Hooten breaking down Class 2A. Chuck Livingston on 3A. Barry Grooms on 4A and 5A. And Chad Hooten with 6A and 7A. Let's start right there with the Hootens.com Class 7A Top 10. North Little Rock with a dominant defensive front and three great running backs that make the defending state champs better than a year ago, right there at number 1. Number 2, Fayetteville has a big game at Bentonville this week. Number 3 is Bryant. Then Conway after escaping Cabot last Friday. Bentonville West checks in at number 5. Portsmouth Northside at 6. Springdale at 7 after throwing a 2-point pass in the final seconds to beat crosstown rival Harbor for the first time since 2006. Bentonville is 8. Little Rock Catholic at 9. And Portsmouth Southside at number 10. The 7A game of the week, Chad Hooten, it is in the West. It's number 2, Fayetteville, and number 8, Bentonville.
David, the Bentonville and Fayetteville matchup normally decides the champion of the West, but this year, Bentonville West could have something to say about that. Bentonville's got a stellar defense, but Fayetteville's dynamic dual-threat quarterback, Darius Bowers, should be back from injury this week. Hootens.com taking Fayetteville on the road by 1 at Bentonville.
All right, Chad, some other top 10 teams from the West. 5th-ranked Bentonville West, an 18-point favorite at Harbor. Hootens.com picks 7th-ranked Springdale by 14 at Rogers. Then Heritage travels to Van Buren. Chad, how about this one?
David, this will be Van Buren's 3rd win of the season. That's more wins than the past 3 years. And the Pointers will secure a playoff spot with a 14-point victory over Heritage.
All right, let's go to the Central, Chad, where number 4 welcomes number 6. That would be 6th-ranked Northside at number 4, Conway.
Conway rallied from 2 touchdowns back last week and escaped in overtime at Cabot. The Wampus Cats back home this week against a really good Northside team. They're great on defense, and they've got a dual-threat quarterback, Derek Deuce Wise, who accounted for over 300 yards offense last week. But we like Conway by 1 at home over Northside.
Okay, that should be a good one. 10th-ranked Cabot at home and a 14-point favorite over Little Rock Central to give Mike Malham his 300th victory finally.
Ready, set, hut, hut!
Now in Class 6A, the Hootens.com top 10 rankings go like this. Number 1, Greenwood, after giving Coach Rick Jones his 300th career win last week. Benton is 2, then West Memphis unbeaten at number 3, followed by Searcy at 4, Jonesboro at 5. Pine Bluff at 6, with a tie on its record. El Dorado at number 7, followed by Russellville at 8, Marion at 9, and Lake Hamilton at number 10. 2 turnovers proving costly last week in a 14-point loss to Russellville. Well, in the game of the week, Chad, it's number 5, Jonesboro, going to number 3, West Memphis.
David, Jonesboro's resurgence is due to its defense this year. They're giving up only 17 points a game. Last year, Jonesboro allowed 32 points per game. But West Memphis is trying to win its first conference title since 2011, and West Memphis has the stingiest defense in 6A. They're only giving up 11 points a game. Hootens.com going with the Blue Devils. At home, West Memphis is a 10-point favorite over Jonesboro.
There is another top 10 battle in the East. In fact, it's a top 6 matchup. 6th-ranked Pine Bluff at number 4, Searcy. Hootens.com going with Pine Bluff by 2. Number 9, Marion is home against Mountain Home. Marion has won 9 straight in this series, including 41-20 last year. Mountain Home just mauled Marion twice in 2006, once for a share of the 6A East title, and then again in the playoffs in the semifinals. The semifinal victory is the last playoff win for Mountain Home. This time, Hootens.com picking Marion by 12 over Mountain Home. A couple of big battles in the West. Number 1, Greenwood home against number 8, Russellville. Hootens.com likes top-ranked Greenwood by 17. Second-ranked Benton is home against number 7, El Dorado. Benton has won 3 out of 4, outscoring opponents 98-0 this year in the first quarter. Hootens.com likes Benton's chances, picking Benton by 3. Number 10, Lake Hamilton is home against Siloam Springs. Hootens.com likes 10th-ranked Lake Hamilton by 10 over Siloam Springs. And Sheridan is also a 10-point pick, home against Little Rock Hall.
This is Chad Hooten with Hooten's Arkansas Football for Delta Pest Control. They do a great job all around the state. And not only doing the traditional termite and pest control, but unfortunately, one thing that's been really big in Arkansas this year, bed bugs. Delta Pest has gone in and taken care of the bed bugs in more than 500 locations around the state this year. You know, the only thing worse than bed bugs might be to have some bats hanging from your rafters in the attic. Guess what? Delta Pest can take care of that too. So whatever your needs are, Delta Pest Control can handle it. Call Bill and Doris Lawrence or look them up online. Delta Pest Control.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 65 years. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Some of your kids' toughest competition can be sports injuries. That's why Arkansas Children's Hospital is open Saturday morning with access to treatment for fractures, dislocations, sprains, and more. I'm Chad Hooten with Hooten's Arkansas Football, and at Arkansas Children's Hospital, your developing athlete will see the state's leading sports injury experts. Diagnosis, treatment, surgery, physical therapy, all designed for the safest return to play. No appointments necessary. 9 to 11, the Arkansas Children's Saturday morning sports injury clinic.
As soon as everyone has their dish, heads can't help but turn to your sizzling beef tenderloin. Food envy sets in instantly. The plate in front of you is so tantalizing you hardly hear the oohs and ahs. How's the tenderloin, they ask? It's juicy and succulent. Of course it is. It's beef, and it's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Arkansas Beef Council and the Beef Producers of Arkansas. For great beef recipes, visit this site, beefitswhatsfordinner.com.